نشمع دانيال شينون باس ويشوع فالك. Okay, רבותיי, let us continue with Chazara. Okay, we're up to question 43. Tein divrei ha-toisis. So Tosis in Brachas Mamtin is Hayam Omit Fil Main Shosim Al Birkov. Tosik at Sheikhu Amayim. So the Tosis says, Mashno gabi karko gabi begodim vein sham tofeh chumnat lapiach from the ovi tif tif came perish of Yosef miyo nira na filim vein sham tofeh chumnat lapiach utorim came in the right say in a masur. In other words, how much do you have to wait? Tofeh chumnat lapiach usually means it's wet, so wet that it'll wet something else. So one opinion says you wait until it's not tofeach al menat lapiach. And the other sheet says, even if it is tofeach al menat lapiach, it's mutter because midaraisa it's only also kenegan ha'omud. It's only a din rabbanan. And rabbanan who the gozru came from the kvar b'tfilah, so you just have to. So even if it's tofeach al menat lapiach, it's still okay.
This is unweird.
Hey, I mean, my show's him on Birkham, yeah. No. This is a Tosfos. Question 43. Question 43, page 7. Question 44. Tein divrei shulchan aruch b'inyan kara b'mokom sheroi l'stapek o chilok tein chilok b'in tsoa u'mei raglayim. So, on Simon Ayin Vav Sif Ches. It says Karav Mokum Shorin Listapeg, and then he finds Soa, he has to redo it. Right. But Meir Aglayim, even if it's not some Mokum Shorin Listapeg, ain't Tzorich Lachzum Likros. But Meir Aglayim is only a Din Rabbanan. Meaning unless it's connected to Omer. And the Magen Avraham says, because it's a Drabbanan. In other words, so if you say Kriya Shema, where you should have suspected there was Tzoa, and there was, then you have to repeat it. If it's a Mokum that you weren't supposed to expect, then you don't have to repeat it. That Meir Aglayim, even if it's a Mokum that you should have expected, and Takav it was there, you don't have to repeat it, because the whole Meir Aglayim, the Magen Avraham explains, because the whole Meir Aglayim is only the Rabbanon to say Kriya Shema when there's Meir Aglayim around. The only Meir Aglayim is only not a problem when it's a Shaila of a Meir Aglayim is only a problem when it's a Shaila of what? When it's the Kinegata Omer. But if it's just wet from Meir Aglayim, it's not a Doraisa. Then we had the Shulchan Aruch, page 45. Hiskel is Paul Maim Shosim. That's Ayin Ches Sif Aleph. Hayakori Hiskel Maim Shosim on Virka Posik Sheyichu Hamayim. Mechozel Likros. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens even if it's tofeach al menat lapiach. And then there's the machlokes where it fell to the ground. You have to be marking dalaramos. That was the machlokes we showed them, right? And the Rashba said not. Right? So he paskins that you have to be markik. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Ayin Ches. Magen Avraham Sif Aleph says, in Hei Megulim, Tzorach Lahashim Begadah. Aval Batzvil, Shoshu Lozuz Bumkomo, Mispal Kedako, Afil Hei Megulim.
The question is, do you continue
dabbing
or do you have to be
Chozal
Rosh?
Right. That's
Machlokas, right?
Yeah, so we say here that...
What's Pshat, Chozal Ispal, what's Pshat there?
Right. So the Muhammad says, "I feel shock in the Ligmar's Kula ain't sorry. Lach sorry, welcome Shaposak." And Ramos says that if shock in the Ligmar's Kula chozal rosh. The Igros Moshe. Discusses what happens if there's urine going coming out in the middle of davening. So he says, if they put a catheter in him. So he says that's not real kinek and almond because it's not flowing out, it just drips out here and there, so that's not kinek and almond. Father Lekka didn't kinek and almond. And that's what the Moshe says. And the stipler says in the name of the... Yes. So he says here, Hemutul is Paolo, Omnit Serach Machasas Asaki. But he says, right, this is not, it has to be a stream. Like when a person urinates, it goes as a stream. If it's just coming out, but you can, he thinks you can dive into an esrei, even urine is coming out, but it's not coming out as a stream. It's coming out, you know, there's a build-up and then little drops in, but it's not as a flow, as a stream. So that's only the Rabbanon, and therefore in cases that you have no other choice, that could be okay. Yeah, basically. Okay. Then there was Mama Hay. Then question 48: what is the din of avich shel meraglayim ugraf shel rei? So that means if you have a portable toilet or a place for urine, so you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema if you can see it, even if it's empty now. Because it's miuchel kach. And the Rambam writes that as well. Also, Krishma connected up with Bishem Bem Kub. Rambam says, "Vadei Shem Kibay Sakise." That's the Divrei Rambam 49. And the Torah says, the tour, the rush, say if it's only of keres. And keres, I told you, is pottery, but not what? Not glaze. Right, it's the pottery. I told you, I went to the Living Torah Museum of Kolomoid, and I saw the old pottery in the time of the Ovos. But it's in Senes Hamon. So that was the real pottery. Rabbi Badi said to me, he said, the only pottery we have today is really the, when you have a thing that you plant something, you have those orange things where the flowers grow from, those orange containers. So those aren't glazed. Those are just so that's real keres. And then there's a real blia. So he says that the din of ovid has to be when the tzol or whatever gets absorbed. But if it shows chukis or shall keres, chukis is like glass or keres mitzupin, right? So then it's not. So that's what the Rosh of the Torah say, and the Shulchan Aruch as well, page 7. Heim shal matechas or shal chukis or shal keres mitzupin muta. Im heim ruchutzim yofen. See, because a lot of times you have a potty and you don't necessarily every time you rochets it, but it's not always mechutz et yofe. Maybe like every once in a while you sit down and your mamash clean it well. But it could be the rest of the week it's considered a what? A graf shel rei. So if you could, so therefore, it's like a base kisei. So then it'll be, oh, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says.
Is that even, if it's black or brilliant,
if it's not what? Yeah, I mean, he's just calling him Rishonim to say that.
Right.
Tosis and, right. Yeah. But some say, the Magen Avraham says, if it's shelch bateches, if you turn it around, it's okay. Shelch bateches, I feel eidu rochutz, mani deini sura el mitocho.
That's the
one of the rocks. Yeah. But Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that, so there's a question, do you have to cover the bags? You have to cover the bag. Say a person's in the hospital and there's a bag, the urine bag, he wants to daven, does he have to cover it up? Because you could say that's... So that's what people do, they cover it up. But he says that you don't really have to. It's disposable, so that doesn't have a din of ovid. That's what I hold. I mean, if you can easily do it, why not? But...
Turn it over.
No, I'm saying if you have to cover the bag. That's 52, which one was Alvin Orba. Because Rav Goodman said to me, by a diaper, you really have to cover the diaper. So, but if you're like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, then you don't have to cover the diaper. But you can't see the tzoa, and the diaper is not tzoa, and the diaper doesn't have a... And the Tzitz Eliezer...
So
Yeah, page 22. Well, on page 20 he writes that if it's coated, it's okay. You can cover it up.
I mean, what
we said
is
that you can cover up the top. That's the same thing as inverting it. So there's no chiluk between inverting it and covering it up. So he's talking about something that's not disposable. He's just saying when the poskim speak about turning it, inverting it. So what? Right. So he's saying that covering is the same thing, right? Oshel Charis Mitzupa. Right, if it's Charis Mitzupa, but if it's regular Charis, it's not going to help.
Sorry?
Regular Charis is not going to help because it penetrated. And then, Question 51, what's Rashi Shita? Rashi Shita is Yuchodim Lukach. Graf, what is Rashi? It's the name Kli Cheres, same El Shavrei Kori Graf, and Shavrei Raglaim Kori Ovid. That's to be Miuchod Lukach. Yeah, you only use it for excrement. No.
You probably
disposable is not a. That's not what they were talking about. The idea is it's a genitive like a base kisei. It's disposable. It's not a base kisei. It's disposable. Like a person has to relieve himself in the woods someplace. They don't say, oh, this is a base kisei. So anything that's aroi doesn't have the chashivas.
So
Rashi says what? Rashi says if it's not miyuchad, then it's not. So if you use it for something else, also that's not.
Even if it's charis.
Yeah.
Even if it's charis.
Yeah, I guess. And then the Magen Avraham says that miyuchad means that say you use it in the toilet to throw water there. Down the, so it's not only for tzoa. So that's already also so then it's not the graf shalrei. So the idea that you can't look at a graf shalrei is only if it's miyuchad lukach. So it has to be covered up or in a different rishus, right? But if you use this thing for other things than, other than just tzoa, then it doesn't have a bit of a graf shalrei. He's adding, giving an application of what it means to use it for. What else are you going to use it for? So sometimes you have to throw water in there, so you throw it down the toilet. But I guess it means you, that's the Magen Avraham. That means you do it on a regular basis. I can't imagine if you just did it one time.
Why do you have to, if you, I suppose that Matkus is not a Gorov Shalrei, why do you have to infer it? Because it's not a korban shamayim to begin with. If the book is the matras are not by Peres,
one second. Yeah, but the inside is a problem.
Sorry?
The inside is a problem.
Yeah.
So the inside is a din of a graf sharei. So therefore, the inside has to be either inverted or covered up. But by Harris, the whole thing is a graf sharei, even because it penetrates.
Even the outside.
Right. What?
Okay, so on top of whatever I'll say, only if it's not clean, then it would be turn it over.
Right, in other words, matachas is only inside. The other things is even Gravovich or Cheres. So kofal pivish matir in jesoshim. So bekitzer. What? People throw tissues down the toilet. We're not talking about the tissue.
Spoiled food.
But do they do it on a regular basis? Not really. I mean, the toilet paper use part of the, you know, the tzoa, that's obviously the din of a tzoa. But the, I don't know. I think, you know, a toilet should be, toilet. Question: the toilet is manazeh. I don't know. It depends how clean it is. I guess if you call it, but if the toilet's open, even though you flushed it down, it could be that's a graf sholei, the toilet. But what about if you have the thing covering it up?
But is the outside of the natural ray also, if you have a bucket, the outside of the bucket, why is that the same as this?
Because it doesn't penetrate. Right? So, Uchara, when he says Matechas, if it's covered up, if the toilet, you have the seat down, cover it, so then there would be, Uchara should be okay. He's saying if it's clean.
If it's washed, there's nothing in it.
Right. Well, Rabbi is just saying, if I can remain a Rabbi, then I can help. I don't know. Okay, I have to think about that. Okay, 57. Teimach Logos Grong Yitzos Kelev. 57. We just did 56. Tzoas Kelev. It was a machlokas where the wolf tzoas Kelev, only if it's Oros. So we pass it only if it's Oros, because then it smells bad. If you notice an Oros Hosocho. Now the Chai Adam says, what is up the Chai Adam, that it has to be from decay. Right? If the reich ra is not from decay, then it's okay. So that's the cool of the chayadim by the skunk, as the Otsar Allah has pointed out. If you have a smell from a skunk, it's okay. What? Is vomit considered decay? What do you think? Yes. Vomit, yeah, I agree with Rabbi Katan.
When the Shore vomits, it smells a lot.
In other words, if somebody vomits and you want to... So then you have to clean it up.
It
still smell. I'm reading the Chayyadim now. Yeah, two bits in the Rama also. What? Rav Harari is not sure if vomit is decay. Yeah, but the food is decay. That's not called like decay. Rav Teleki, what are you paskin of vomit? Tell me what you hold about vomit. Like Rav Katan. Yeah. Right, exactly. Brings down the compound. So does haste decay. I think it's decay. I think you should be machmir and vomit. Machmir and vomit. You hear what I said? So should be machmir and vomit. Yeah, okay. Okay, 59. And skunks. You can be mako on skunks. You mako on skunks. Ferrari around Teleki, you mako on skunks? That's a free one. So I'm not sure. What? No, there are no skunks on the Upper West Side? Machmir and vomit make old skunks. Yeah. Okay. 59. Take the very Hamalami loyal Medina of the Gabish. The Tafte Maimi Menatomi Brogel Kirish with Fila. So that's the same idea. If you're the Tafte Tommy, so you have no choice. You're always coming out. So it's always Rabbanan. So if it's gonna, if you're never gonna be able to say Kriya Shema because it's always coming out, it's not considered Kederach Neged Ha'omed. So that's okay.
It's not Neged
Ha'omed, it's okay. It's not Neged Ha'omed. Even something that's coming out is not necessarily Kederach. It has to come out as a stream.
Come later.
See, you put Nida together with Yinuach and Zinuk.
Yeah.
Put Nida together with Rachas.
All one unified
Right. And then the Moraktsia, Mimishas. Shabari lo shiapiach b'emtza tefila. Right, what if we know he's going to let out gas in the middle of tefila? We should still daven.
Yeah.
Because lo aminu devrayim.
Well, he said that he doesn't understand why the choice is that he's doing.
The Torah says that you shouldn't, right? So if it was Nolay, so to ask him his mother, who says, how does he know that we should bevato an essay? No, I think because someone gets it. I don't know, it's not the first time.
Okay.
Right? If it was having in Soa, a newborn, that's not called Soa. He has to be able to eat Doga. We're going to talk about Doga Bez Hashem and the Chalashir in Bez Hashem. Right? Chamesh Minei Doga is very important. What is Chamesh Minei Doga? Very important. Shiloh. He could eat a cracker, he could eat a farina. He could eat farina.
What?
He could eat farina.
There's always
he could have
pras, because
right, I think there's pras, right.
Cheerios.
Yeah, but Cheerios is a question whether it's going to be a dog or not. Right?
Why
not? Oh, so you have to come to the chalash here. Oh, you see, we have a whole pack making it to a bunch of packets on that.
Packets on
food. Packets on Cheerios. So you have to come to the challah shiur. Well, I don't eat Cheerios in Pesach, I get rid of it. But you have to see the whole idea.
What are Cheerios made out of?
Well, so you'll see. Okay. So can you read the creation of the Ram Shem Kedusha by a Pach Ashko? So we have the thing from Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul. Oh, Rabbi Tzion, Lozok Rabbi Tzion. Lozok Rabbi Tzion. So I would see it. If the says I would see it, yesh chashash she nechal gufo she oydei apsolas. Well, me go by Sarah. If you eat the kusta, eat the mark. But if it's go by Sarah. And the psalmist didn't penetrate, and has a red bra. Yeah. So what does that mean? How do we say pshat? If yesh chashash shenechal gufo yidei hapsolos. A liquor connect though, we know psola, it means it went in, penetrated.
The metal.
Right. A liquor, right. You know, psola's low nidla, yishwara, also bar, because it's mechusa. Okay. If there's a chashash that went through, pashas if it didn't go through. Because what we do today is we have plastic bags so that it didn't go through the metal. Because we have plastic bags.
Plastic bags.
Not garbage bags. Huh? In the old days, they didn't have plastic bags, but in the new days, they have plastic bags. No one keeps garbage in a garbage can without a plastic bag. Right? Wherever you live, whether you live in Teaneck, Muncie, Brooklyn, wherever you live, so or in Lawrence here. What about the Kosle Beis Akisei? So we said the Kosle Beis Akisei, if the only thing you do there is use it for excrement, so then, yeah, Mr. Brewer says, yeah, the Mr. Brewer, you didn't see it?
No, I know it was on paper.
Hey, Gimel, Sifkon Yud Beis. Someone has a Mr. Brewer for me? Hey, look, Aleph, Mr. Brewer. I think it means the walls are there just for the Beis Akisei. It's a miyuchah, but if you have a place, a sink there, so it's not. But the portable bathrooms that they have. What are they called?
Porta potty.
Yeah, so that is a miyuchah for the Beis Akisei. There's nothing else in the thing.
I mean, there's a sink there.
There's a sink there?
No.
There's no sink. No sink. Huh? I think it's in the airplane they have the thing. What's up there? So it could be, so that's what the one of the swami here, maybe what's our loss is right. So, save for the key is for coming to tefillah. Save for the key is for coming to tefillah. That is, if you look at, it could be if you look at the, at the bechitzus. That it's a problem. So if you dive in and look at the motifs, this could be a problem. What? If it's a base key, so yeah, so then you're a different rishus and a different thing. And, yeah. Okay. 64. Okay, some chess. Okay. Katan, okay, we did a lot of hay. A lot of vav, a lot of zayin.
I'm on zayin. You just signed a question about the toilet being a battle array.
Yeah.
Competition to stop it is our bathrooms nowadays.
Right, the same as competition, part three, yeah.
Right, he said on the one hand, it stays. But on the other hand, he said, since it's goes right away, goes flush right away, so maybe the, so it doesn't have a dinner grass.
It's
a piece of personal.
Yes, it doesn't have a dinner. Sounds like it's assuming it doesn't have a dinner
grass. It does or does not?
It's not.
Because
it doesn't make a piece of it. I don't know.
Yeah, because it doesn't smell. Because it's the super.
Right.
And it's the best piece of prosoi because it's got the rhythm right away.
Yeah. I know, that's some, but sometimes it can get stuck on the thing. Look.
It's still probably better than whatever that was.
Yeah.
You're talking about being like, he's background for it.
Right,
so two different things.
But
a potty, what about a potty?
Even if you don't cover it.
But what if it gets dirty,
Carol watches.
Okay. So I think we'll stop here for now. So we're up to 64. So Harav Max Shlita suggested that tomorrow we'll start 10:30. We'll go 10:30 to 12. So we'll, so what we'll do, so Thursday to Bethina, you got to sign up. Sign up sheet. And then we'll have Chumash here. So what if you have Chumash here? 12 to 12:30 maybe? What do we have to publish here? Or we could have it.
When are the
patinas coming? Well, the patinas will be after the need is to be able to 10:30, so we can do 10:30 to 11. I can do 11:30 to 12. Or do we need more time?
Maybe 12 to
12:30. 12 to 12:30.
For what?
To publish. And we'll have the patinas will be from 10:30. No, but I'm giving the need this year.
No, I'm saying we need it from 9 to 10.
It doesn't work that way. This doesn't work. Yeah.